You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
We vowed to never forget. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's at a ceremony at the Pentagon, which was on fire at this time 23 years ago after terrorists crashed their third hijacked plane. The first two hit the Twin Towers in New York City, where they're reading the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks.
My father, William Ralph Robb. Dad, we only got 6 years together, but I have nothing but the happiest memories. And every day I remember how lucky and how proud I am to be your daughter. Me, Mom, and Liam love and miss you so much.
At this very minute, on September 11th, 2001, people were in shock of her having just watched on TV the first tower collapse. The other twin tower came down about a half hour later. Also, just about this very minute, 23 years ago, there was a fight in the sky. That's the sound air traffic controllers heard from the United Flight 93 cockpit as passengers who'd heard about the other hijacked planes fought back. And the jet crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Vice President Harris and former President Trump will go there today, honoring those heroes. Both just shook hands and stood almost side by side a short time ago with President Biden in between them at Ground Zero in New York the morning after their first debate.
I think we did great. It was 3-1. It was a rigged deal, as I assumed it would be.
Former President Trump told Fox and Friends the ABC moderators were dishonest and biased.
Let's not go back. We're not going back. It's time to turn the page.
Harris called the former president extreme. He blamed her and the Biden administration for record illegal immigration and...
We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before. Probably the worst in our nation's history.
Now, inflation's been coming down. We got an update this morning showing even though consumer prices rose slightly last month when compared to August of last year, the rate of inflation dropped to 2.5%, the lowest since February 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
Biden is dead set to get as much done as possible before leaving office. That should frighten every American. Why? Because nearly $1 trillion of infrastructure and pandemic funds have yet to be spent. When Biden pushes these funds out, we could see another prolonged inflation surge, just like during COVID. And I'm sure you remember the terrible effects that high prices had on most Americans. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here, letting you know that a surge in prices can be beaten. A gold IRA from Birch Gold Group is the ultimate inflation hedge in uncertain times. To see how to protect your IRA or 401k, get your free info kit on gold by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. Birch Gold makes it seamless to roll over your retirement account while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait for Biden's spending spree to tank the dollar further. Protect your financial future now. Text the word PROTECT to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll on a, I would say, a beautiful day, but it's not that pretty outside. But it is 9-11. When we look back at 9-11, I got a great lineup for you to debate. We look back at that. Real quick, Scott McKay is going to join me. He's got a great piece out on the debate. I got my take, and Scott really did a good job with it. We'll get to that. He said, I'm disgusted. 10 reasons I'm disgusted with that debate. I probably can throw in a couple more for him. After that, Governor Landry will join us at the bottom of the hour. He's going to just kind of fill us in about the hurricane. 10:06, Congressman, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, 9-11 in the debate. And then after that, 9:21, Roy Alexander joins. He was there. He was that 9:21. Did I say that? 10:21, I'm sorry. Right. 10:21. My producer got to correct me on my time. 10:21, we'll have Royal talking about when he was there for 9-11 up at the Capitol. All right. Without further ado, Scott McKay joins us. The Hayride 10 Reasons I'm Disgusted with That Debate. Scott, how you doing, man?
Oh, well, I got a hurricane getting ready to come over my head. I had to waste an hour and a half watching that debate last night.
It was bad.
Everything seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. You got the right attitude. You got the right attitude. You're having fun despite all the hell that's happened around you. So, no, give me the big picture on the debate, big picture, and then we'll come back and talk about why. And I could probably give you some of the same reasons, but I'm going to let you talk about it. Big picture. Debate means anything in the big picture at all?
Well, to the extent that it's a missed opportunity, I think it means something. I don't think this moved the needle much at all. But from watching that thing, what I can tell you, and they're like, oh, she was prepared. And it's like, yeah, she was prepared, all right. They had the questions. Yep. And somebody late last night, before I went to bed, I happened to look at this. Somebody found this, there's these audio earrings that this company called Nova makes. And I mean, it's on all their sales materials. It's exactly what Kamala Harris was wearing last night. Mm-hmm. So apparently she had an earpiece.
Yeah.
Which I don't put that any of this past the Democrats because these people are so crooked. It's unbelievable. And then, you know, there's the way that ABC moderated this thing, which was, this was the most cocked hat debate I've ever seen. All of that said, it drove me crazy to watch Trump miss opportunity after opportunity on all of these different questions. And what's getting to me, and I mean, you know, it is what it is. The guy's political vocabulary is too limited. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's going to cost him the election, but there were so many questions. And I talked about this in the Hayride piece that's up this morning. There's so many questions he gets asked, and it's like, you need some new material. You've been answering this stuff, you know, for years the same way, and everybody's heard it. You got to talk about it a little bit differently. I'm not saying he has to change his opinion, but the way he's articulating things is, I don't want to say tired, but it's, right. It's the same that everybody's already heard.
Yeah.
And you need to answer it a little bit different and a little bit more interesting, in a more interesting way than you've done. And I think that was a real problem last night. And it, you know, watching it, I'm just irritated, you know, because like he could actually change the race. And we talked about this when RFK Jr. Came on board Trump's camp. That changed this race. This is, you know, Kamala Harris is the ruling class candidate and Trump is the country class candidate. And that needs to be emphasized because people can't stand the ruling class in this country. They know what a failure that group of people is. And on every single issue, they are failing the American people. And Trump is actually the hope that we could maybe dislodge these folks and do something different. He has got to articulate that, and he had 90 minutes to do it last night, and he never touched it.
Well, let me give an example, and I think you're going to agree with me. So when Merrill, whatever his name is, and boy, they're so biased. By the way, it's 3-1.
Oh,
and they fact-checking Trump, and the facts aren't right. They do none of this with her.
Right.
But let me give you an example, and you're going to remember this. So got to the border question, said, great. And they threw it out to Kamala. And Kamala spent the whole time slamming Trump. But I don't remember what this She didn't say nothing, but just slamming Trump. And I thought, great, he's getting ready to knock this out the park. This is an issue he's been talking about forever. And I said, this is a home run. And all he did was go after Kamala Harris on what she was talking about with him when she had a chance to lay her out about the border being the border czar. And he never answered the question. And I said, come on, Mr. President. That is a grand slam. This woman has destroyed this country with illegals. He had a chat, and Merle had to re-ask the question again. And I thought, oh, my God, maybe we'll get it right this time. And we didn't. And that was my frustration. I just thought, answer that question, and you floor this woman. This woman is horrible. I couldn't only watch it with a lack of better words, a grin from hell, smiling like lead, rolling out. You don't do that in a debate, but nobody talked about that.
No, the border, the way the border is talked about in the Trump camp, it drives me nuts because you got so much material to work with.
That's right.
I mean, if I'm Trump, I would make sure that every single American knows who Trendy Aragua is, which is the Venezuelan prison gang that's doing all these apartment complex takeovers and motel takeovers. Mm-hmm. If this has happened in El Paso, Dallas, Aurora, Colorado, Chicago, and New York already. Okay. It's going to happen everywhere in the country if it's not put a stop to. And if I'm Donald Trump, I would say this is your fault. Yep. You have directly contributed to this. And now you've got, local governments are not even in control of their own streets because we've got the Venezuelans that are basically a much more violent mafia than the Italians ever were. And they're taking over all of these cities. And what are you going to do about it? The answer is nothing because you like this.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Make her go on the defensive and talk about, how much worse it could have been, but for the great job that they're doing, right? Because I don't know what the comeback is to that. Like, Trump needs to give, and it drives me crazy how few specifics he brings out. The one specific that he brought out is they're eating the pets in Springfield, Ohio, which they say, oh, that's not true. It actually is true. There are police reports from people calling into the cops complaining about this stuff. That's actually a real thing.
Let me bring up something else since you're on that subject. So he brings it up, and Kamala Harris didn't say it was wrong. The moderator started, you're wrong. I made a call. Like, I knew you were going to bring this up, so I called somebody there, the authorities. Well, that could have been the Democrat Party think tank. And said, confirmed that didn't happen. And I'm going, shouldn't Kamala Harris had to say that, not you, the moderator? And they did that 7-8 times with no facts on a fact check.
Well, that's right. And in the case of Springfield, Ohio, and this business of, we have no credible reports of the Haitians eating anybody's pets, that quote came from, it's not the city manager, it's like the director of strategic services or something like that for the city of Springfield, who is a woman literally named Karen, and she's like a hardcore leftist who they had a DEI program and she changed it to it's not DEI anymore, it's ideas, but the first three letters are inclusion, diversity, and equity.
Absolutely.
Like, this is a hardcore leftist who came out and just immediately shot this down. And of course, everybody took that and said, oh, it's debunked. It's not debunked. Okay. Like, this is actually, these people went in front of the city council in Springfield and complained about this stuff 2 and 3 weeks ago. Okay.
I saw it.
So it's real.
Yeah. But what
it's
I'm saying
real,
is.
But,
you notice the moderator said, I called to make sure, and I talked to somebody. Why in the hell do we know?
He didn't.
Let me ask another. No, go ahead. Go ahead and continue.
Yeah, well, him bringing that up, and look, I mean, I have a whole thing at the American Spectator this morning talking about how the cat eater memes are actually, I think they're actually a bigger deal than the debate was, because that's the kind of thing that, you know, it's one of the few political things out there that's actually entertaining, and they say something true, okay? But Trump doesn't need to get into that. No. Trump should talk about trendy Aragua and how you have Venezuelan murderers taking over apartment complexes so they could basically do a New Jack City thing in all of these different cities. That's where Trump should live, because that stuff is, that has real weight on it. Let J.D. Vance do the cat eater thing, because he's good at it. But make Trump be like, yeah, whatever, they're eating cats and that's bad. But the big thing is you got, you know, Venezuelan drug gangs taking over our cities because Kamala and Joe let them in.
And he's
not living in that space, and it drives me nuts, because that's how you put this election away.
Do you think he was? Somebody said, "Well, he wouldn't. He wasn't ready." You know what I think happened? Because I had people tell me this. They said he thought he was overcoached because they made Trump not be Trump by not being aggressive, and that bothered me, because if that is true, then he wasn't able to be Donald Trump. And if you can't be something you're not. When he fought Hillary Clinton, he didn't care that she was a woman. He took her down. He should have took this woman down. This woman is horrible. She will destroy this country. Yeah. Destroy it.
Yeah,
she needs to be taken. And let me tell you, make one other prediction for you. They will not debate again. You will not see a press conference from Kamala Harris. She will go in hiding, except for a few little speeches. She'll never have to talk to the press, never answer the question, because she didn't have to answer none last night. That's what I think she's going to do the rest of the campaign now.
Well, you know, of course, their campaign came out and said, oh, let's do another debate, which I don't think they would have done that unless they realized that there were some holes in this for them. Because the one thing about these debates is now you're on camera. Right. And now, like, they've got your candidate saying things.
Yep.
And what she said last night is going to be taken apart.
Oh, yeah.
Really badly. And so they may have to do another debate.
Okay.
And I think they realize that.
Right. OK, let me take a break.
I don't know if Trump was overcoached or not.
We can get to that after the break
if you want.
Yeah. Who you thought? I just want to know, because he looked like I explain what I mean when we get back. Scott McKay, my special guest, for a few more minutes. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Do you crave?
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Walk, I want to go eat lunch somewhere today. I can't find nobody open for lunch. Maybe somebody will email me and let me know. Scott McKay, my special guest with the Hayride. Yeah, Scott, the reason why I was mentioning the coach thing, and this is just an observation, okay? It means nothing. He looks like he didn't want to attack her. It's like somebody said, look, just do your thing. Just don't attack her. Don't really go after her. And he started doing some of that later. And I just felt like he needed to pick it up. And he got out of some of that aggressiveness. But I think that's who Trump is. Trump should not be something that, you know, that he's not. He's got to be who he is. And that's the only reason I brought that up.
Yeah, I had kind of said this in advance of the debate somewhere. I can't remember where, but you know what won the debate against Hillary, okay, back in 2016, was Trump was making faces while she was saying crazy things, and it was hilarious, right? Like he's got this kind of surprised face, and he kept doing it, kind of throwing his head back, like oh jeez, like. That's what I was hoping for.
He was stone faced, uncorked
something. He even did that in the debate with Biden that put Biden away. It was Biden started? You remember when Biden said he was a 8 handicap or a 6 handicap or whatever?
Yeah.
And Trump goes, "Oh my God!" Like that's what he needed to do.
Yeah.
Okay, because she said a bunch of things that were whoppers like that, and I wanted him to. Show personality. The thing about Trump is this, and you may have noticed, Trump doesn't laugh. That like he's a stone-faced guy. Mm-hmm. Like he's charismatic and he's funny as hell, but he doesn't smile a ton. He doesn't laugh a lot.
No.
He's kind of deadpan.
Yeah.
And that, it depends on the situation, but that can maybe be a negative in a thing like this. It is because you needed to be laughing while Kamala was talking. Okay. Like you needed to be in a situation where, hey, I'm not taking her seriously and neither should you because what she just said is ridiculous.
You know what's sad,
and
though, Scott?
You didn't get that.
You know what's sad? Kamala Harris has nothing to run on. Nothing.
No.
And all President Trump has to do. Look, I don't think Kamala won. She was embarrassing to me. If that's going to be the commander in chief, it's embarrassing. To know that airhead is going to do that. It's just Trump wasn't Trump. And that's why I brought up the question to you.
Well, that, and I mean, Trump wasn't allowed to be Trump because he had to spend so much time cleaning up the messes that the moderators made.
Yeah. Well, it was a mess.
Like, for example, she comes in and she's like, wow, he said very fine people in Charlottesville. And he said it was a bloodbath. He didn't win. Those are provable lies. Those have been like badly, badly debunked.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they fact checked him. They don't fact check her. Trump shouldn't have had to spend time refuting that crap because ABC should have done it if they were going to fact check Trump. And I think that's one reason why this, there's a lot of people out there. Oh, Trump was horrible and he lost the debate. I don't think he really did because what came across to most people was not how bad Trump was, it was how bad ABC was. And how this was a 3-1 thing, and people were like, well, that's not even a legitimate debate. I think that came across, and, I don't know if that saved him or however you want to term it.
No, I've had people tell me that they cut the thing off. They had enough, and it was just ridiculous, and they will focus more on ABC than anything else. But, look, I'm voting for Trump. You are, too. Kamala Harris would destroy the country. We take one more bad president. The Democrats have Obama 3 terms with Biden. This would be 4 terms. That would be 4 terms. That would be 16 of the last 20 years run by Barack Obama. And you want to know why inflation's skyrocketing? And you want to know why we're struggling? Why the illegals are here? And you're not going to get them out. I knew that question was coming. You can't get them out now.
Yeah.
They're all indebted. And the Democrats know that. That's why they got to put them in here.
Well, I mean, that's your fundamental transformation, right?
Yep. Fundamentally transform America, baby.
Well, and that's what drives me nuts is the missed opportunity of pointing this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it is the number one reason that you have to vote for Trump, which is you've got this crooked cabal of anti-American Marxist wackos who want to trans your kids and make it so that, you know, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Hey, Scott, got to go with that comment, brother.
America.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, gotta sir. Go.
Thank
Talk
you, brother.
You soon.
All right, bye-bye. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally-owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. Hey, folks, it's Moon Griffon.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show on a hurricane type day in Louisiana, and on the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, we're honored to have Governor Jeff Landry kind of just fill us in. Governor Landry, first of all, thank you for not doing 447,322 press conferences. I'm glad you're doing some because I know y'all have to inform us, kind of get us going. But y'all just go do your job. That's all that matters to me. But anyway, thanks for being on the show. Tell us what's going on, kind of what to look at.
Moon, I appreciate that. Yeah, well, look, we would rather be out there making sure that we're providing the services and solving the problems and getting people back up and running after the storm than worrying about exactly where the cameras are. But I can tell you that, you know, the GOSEP team, is in full swing. These are men and women who have been working here for many, many years, who have seen many, many storms, and who do an unbelievable job. They're kind of like the unsung heroes that you never see. They handle all the logistics and make sure that we get the equipment that's necessary to get everybody's lives back in order. We are continuing to go down our checklist. We're continuing to watch the weather. You know, I think that one of the biggest, most important things we did during this term was to add a climatologist, to have Jay Grimes here and actually in the building with us, right? It gives us an opportunity to understand what the effects of the weather are going to be and try to do the best at predicting it. I mean, like last night at 8 o'clock, we were concerned that the storm was going to continue to drift its way east and maybe end up over New Orleans. We had Jay Grimes there. We were able to talk through him, different scenarios, able to make our checklist and make sure that people had pre-positioned assets necessary to handle it. You know, the unfortunate part about this particular storm, while it may just be a high category one or even a category two, all storms are dangerous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remind our group over here that Houston had the biggest catastrophe during a tropical depression, mm-hmm. right? And so this particular track is going to take a weather system over the most populated part of the state. That's a problem, irrespective. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to make sure that we go down our checklist and we're prepared as it comes ashore later on this afternoon.
Yeah, you really, y'all can prepare, but once the storm hits, Governor, you just kind of wait then. So people got to be out of harm's way. They got to be prepared, because if they're not, y'all can't really do anything. I mean, nobody can do anything while the storm just bashing everybody. And then as soon as it's over, and it's safe for y'all to go see what the damage is and see who needs help, then y'all can help people. But you can't help people during the storm. So people really – but the good news in Louisiana, we all know we've been through this since time began. They understand that they got to get ready some kind of way, so because nobody's coming to help them during this hurricane.
No, you're exactly right. And look, I can tell you, Moon, we announced an app, an updated version of getagameplan.org, which I can tell you, if you hadn't gone to the website or you hadn't looked at the app, you should. And you should encourage those that are listening to do it, even those folks who are not, you know, even the folks up in Central and North Louisiana who occasionally may get effects of a storm, I guess. It includes issues like ice storms and things that would or fires and things that affect every portion of Louisiana in the realm of a natural disaster or emergency. And there are great plans in there. You can build a kit. It gives you all of the information necessary to be prepared. And what we try to do is encourage our citizens to be prepared, because we know that Louisiana seems to be a favored place for natural disasters. And we want to just be prepared and be able to deal with them. Now, I'll tell you, in the military, they tell you that even the best laid plan doesn't survive the first contact with the enemy. So like you said earlier, we know that when this storm comes ashore, there are going to be things that are going to disrupt the plan that we have.
Yeah.
But we're working through as many of those contingencies as possible, and we're going to handle them as they come up.
Yeah, because you got, in a storm like this, Governor, not only do you have the hurricane, you got the after effects of flooding, you got the effects of tide rising. I mean, it's just so much goes into it. And I know y'all doing what you can. That's why I laughed about the press conference, because I don't care about press conferences as much as I care about everything being done behind the scenes before and after. And I think that's what y'all doing, because that's what I'm here. I noticed Liz Murrow was with you the other day at a press conference talking about price gouging, because there are always going to be a few people who are going to act a fool. I mean, always, unfortunately.
Right. And look, one of the things that we're trying to do inside these press conferences, if you notice, was to bring those members of the cabinet, some of our statewide officials. I think the first one we did, we had Tim Tebow up there. Yesterday, we had Liz Murrow. Of course, we also had Aurelius Skipworth, our DQ secretary, Ralph Abraham. And at each one of those press conferences, we're going to try to bring those cabinet officials out there who are responsible for critical services that our citizens are going to need during these disasters, so that we can push as much information out to them as possible. You know, again, this is not about me or the governor or Gosa. This is about taking care of the people of the state of Louisiana.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, it's unfortunate that it's coming. Now, Governor, because I haven't watched this like everybody else. When it's talking about 72 hours where it's going to hit, they never get it right, and they didn't get this one right. But we're closing in now. What are they telling you where this thing could hit? Because it don't seem like they know where it's going to hit yet. Maybe you got a better information than we're watching on the meteorologists on the news. Do we have an idea exactly where this is going to hit?
Well, here's an important part, Moon. It's not very important. I mean, the critical point is not exactly where the eye goes over, okay? It's how the storm particularly develops, how big the storm is, and what's the general vicinity within a 50-mile radius of where the storm's going to affect, right? We believe that, you know, hurricane force winds will probably extend out to about 40 miles an hour. We believe, we're hoping, we're praying that when it comes on shore, that, that those hurricane force winds dissipate very rapidly, because it's going to be a very rapidly moving storm. We, our best guess right now is it comes in somewhere between, you know, around Morgan City, and then makes its way kind of diagonally over the capital area or in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And what happens is that, again, it takes us over the most populated area mm-hmm. of the state. And again, you know, if we think about where it is, it becomes a very wooded area. You know, the question of utilities and how much time people are going to be out of power.
Yeah.
How do we get that power back up and running? You know, we had late discussions with both Demco and Entergy, which are the two utilities in the, who have the biggest footprint of the current particular path.
Sure.
Of course, the less rain the city of New Orleans gets.
Yeah,
we all know. The better off we are.
Absolutely.
But I was very pleased and had a good conference call with Steven Nelson, who was the head of the Sewage and Water Board. You know, we made some changes there. He made me feel a lot more confident about the overall assets over there. We know that they're on shaky infrastructure, but we've been making some good improvements. Spoke to the mayor in the city of New Orleans, going to talk to the mayor of Baton Rouge later today, talk to Cynthia Lee over at Jefferson Parish, just trying to make sure that we're not forgetting something. Yeah, that's sure. what it's about.
Sure. Yeah, everybody's got to communicate in this puppy. All righty, Governor, I'll let you go. Thank you for your time. And I know, by the way, I didn't tell you not to call press conferences. I just don't want you to do 432,000. Hey, I know they're important to let people know. I'm not foolish, but, man, it seemed like, whoo. It was getting ridiculous last few years. I just call the ones we need.
Well, just hang tight. We're going to have one at 11:30.
I knew you had one coming. I wouldn't go say that. Thank you, Governor. All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTe Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
When you say...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, we talk to Congressman Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, top of the hour, 9-11. And, of course, just about the election in general. Get him out of here. Roy Alexander, who was there when 9-11 happened, we'll get a segment with him as the program unfolds. And so, anyway, Governor kind of giving us a little feedback on what's going on, what they expect, and what they're expecting. So all that today as we go through stuff. So I hadn't forgotten 9/11. We should never, ever, 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 ever forget what was done to this country. Never. 2001, September 11th. We just never, and that's an anniversary today. I mean, it's 23 years ago. We got pop from these countries who hate our guts, and Kamala Harris and them just let the border open with a lot more of them. We don't know how many of them came in. Was it 1,000? Was it 10,000? You're looking at 20 million people, and you don't know who they let in to bomb us next. And they're not going to bomb them as long as Kamala Harris, Obama, Biden, one of them are in office. They don't have to. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris will fundamentally transform America into something it never was supposed to be. And so they'll never, watch it, they bombed in. They'd be happy as a lark. Maybe they're bringing us down $1 at a time, one illegal at a time, one health care move at a time. It's phenomenal. Just phenomenal. 9/11, man, should never be forgotten. People lost friends and family members and loved ones, and attack on our own soil. I tell you what, by the way, Kamala Harris said that J6 was worse than 9/11. This woman's sick. There's nothing worse than 9/11. The only thing worse than 9/11 would be your own government and your own people bringing you down from within. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. That would be worse than 9/11. That's what they're doing, but most people can't see it. They just can't see it. So anyway, we just can't forget the people that died. I didn't know anybody that died on that day. But I knew people that knew people. I knew people that worked for companies that were there. So you could talk to them. They understand it. But, man, that was just such a traumatic, traumatic moment in our country's history. There's never been anything any worse except Pearl Harbor. And I put them on the same page. Kamala Harris thinks that J6, but the only person that got killed was somebody without a gun. And it was a veteran and a military person from the police. That's unbelievable. But that's what we saw last night. So anyway, they've now counted 21 false claims and hoaxes by Kamala Harris that ABC's debate moderators did not fact check. As you noticed last night, there was one against three. There's no doubt about that. They're going to fact check Donald Trump, but never fact check Kamala Harris. It's just, Trump don't mind walking into something like that. The Very Fine People hoax. Harris claimed Trump called neo-Nazis in Charlottesville very fine people. Okay? That was a hoax the Democrats put out. That was a lie, outright lie, but they didn't say nothing. Project 2025 hoax. Harris accused Trump of wanting to implement Project 2025, which is a joke. That was never happened. He never accepted that. But once again, they didn't fact check. False claim on Trump's trade deficit. Harris claimed Trump administration resulted in a trade deficit that was one of the highest ever in the history of America. It's a lie. $653 billion under Trump. Final year as president. Part because of the depressed global demand for U.S. goods and services. Once again, that was under deal. The deficit never rose to the level seen as it was under George Bush or the Biden-Harris administration. Not even close. Putin can do whatever the hell he wants. Harris claimed that Trump told Russian President Putin he could do whatever the hell he wants. That's not true. Another lie. Dictator on day one hoax. Everybody knows. It was in it. He was talking. They just throw stuff out there. The moderators never stopped her. Blaming botched Afghanistan withdrawal on Donald Trump. Now, the moderators, hold up just a second. Y'all the ones withdrew. But the moderators forgot to mention that. Bloodbath hoax. Falsely claiming Trump called for a bloodbath if he lost the election. By the way, that's one of the most debunked things that ever happened. He was talking about the car industry. They let Kamala, that's why I said Kamala Harris had nowhere to go but up. And the moderators let her. Harris claimed Trump wanted an abortion monitor. And it's a lie. Trump never said anything like that. But she can say it and get away with it. Folks, if this woman's the president of the United States, we're done. You can get mad at all this country and everything. We're done. This woman's a joke. Harris came clump called the execution of Central Park 5, Central Park 5 execution hoax. It was a total, he never said this. Harris claims she never said, called to ban fracking. She did call a ban fracking. Why was not Mr. Murrow going, hold up just a second, you did say it. They didn't do an investigation into her. That's why. Harris claimed the Biden administration, Harris administration, ramped up oil production. This is false. Biden-Harris administration has actually worked to curb domestic oil production. What was the first thing he did when he got in? Shut down a pipeline. Harris claimed that Trump left us in the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. Unemployment was 6.4% January 2021, not far from full employment when Trump left office, and that was after COVID. Harris claims she was brought up in the middle class, raised in the middle class. Actually, the only person on the stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working for people. Harris had a rich Canadian upbringing. Terminating the Constitution. Harris claims Trump wants to terminate the U.S. Constitution. The Democrats under Obama and Biden and them have been terminating the Constitution. They're the ones calling it a living, moving Constitution, what it's not. She even claimed Trump sold them out of China. It was Trump that beat back China. They're the ones with the Green New Deal. China's making a killing. She said not one troop is in any war zone. The currently active duty U.S. troops deployed in Iraq and Syria as we speak. Taking guns away, Harris claims that she and her running mate, Tim Walz, are not taking anyone's guns. Harris has campaigned for banning AR-15s and other guns that Democrats labeled assault weapons. Folks, she's able to lie. And Murrow and Lindsey Davis never fact-checked her one time. The average person needs to know this. They need to know it was a setup. I still think Trump missed some opportunities. Not down on him. I'm just saying I think he missed some opportunities. By the way, how many questions were asked about China? Zero. Oh, one other funny. Walker, are you a Taylor Swift fan? I love you, son. So during the debate, the Kamala Harris team sends out that Taylor Swift has been watching the debate and now is endorsing Kamala Harris. Let me ask y'all a question. How many of you people think Taylor Swift was going to endorse Kamala Harris anyway? God have mercy, she wouldn't even say about Patrick Holmes' wife because she came out for Donald Trump. It's amazing. Chris Wallace, who I think's a nut, Kamala Harris, she established herself as a change candidate. Kamala, if you like what Joe Biden did to your country, if you like illegals coming in here and raping people, if you like illegals maybe voting, probably voting, if you like running up debt that we can't pay back, you know one of the questions never asked, how are we going to pay for all the stuff Kamala Harris wants to do when we're already $36 trillion in debt? They never ask about the debt problem we have in this country. And there's old Chris Wallace, a never-Trumper. Man, what a joke. The White House said Harris was at the center of planning for Afghanistan withdrawal. Three against one, folks. And all the stuff she did was canned. Unbelievable. Let me take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Speaker of the House, Congressman Mike Johnson next.
Insurance company.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
It's 9/11, 23 years later. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They rang that bell at Ground Zero, New York City, where the Twin Towers used to stand, at the exact time both terrorist hijacked planes crashed and at the exact time each building collapsed. And they're reading the names of all the nearly 3,000 people murdered in the 9/11 attacks.
Bobby, your beautiful and infectious smile and soul is missed and loved so much every day. You have no idea the major impact you and your life has had and left on all of our hearts.
There was also a ceremony at the Pentagon where terrorists crashed their third hijacked plane.
We have repaired the damage to this building, but we cannot repair the damage to your heart.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. They're also remembering heroes in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, on the plane where passengers who heard about the others fought back.
United 93, verify your flight level 350.
There was no reply that day, but air traffic controllers did hear the fight in the cockpit before the plane crashed into the ground. Now, both former President Trump and Vice President Harris will be in Shanksville. Earlier, they stood almost side by side at Ground Zero in New York after shaking hands following their first debate last night. He tells Fox and Friends he did great.
Every single poll had us winning by a lot, despite the fact that it was an unfair debate, obviously, and it was a 3-on-1.
Calling ABC moderators dishonest and biased. As for pop superstar Taylor Swift endorsing Harris in an Instagram post after the debate last night.
She's a very liberal person. She seems to always endorse a Democrat. And she'll probably pay a price for it at the in the marketplace.
There is a big sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's plunging 640 points despite an economic report that a White House advisor says shows we're turning the page on inflation. Consumer prices rose slightly last month, but the annual rate of increase dropped to 2.5%, the lowest annual inflation since February 2021. America's listening to Fox News.
NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Acadiana's safe haven since 1981 for victims suffering from violent or aggressive behavior in the home. This includes physical, emotional, financial, or sexual violence. We provide shelter, safety, advocacy, and resources to survivors and their children to empower them to break the cycle of abuse. Domestic violence affects 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in their lifetime. In 2016, Faith House opened the Family Justice Center located downtown Lafayette, which houses law enforcement, prosecutors, civil legal services, and advocates under one roof to expedite the response time to domestic violence and reduce homicide rates. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, please call our crisis line at 888-411-1333 to speak to an advocate. If you would like to support our mission, find us on Facebook under Faith House Acadiana or our website, faithhouseacadiana.com. On behalf of the survivors and children we serve, thank you for 39 years of care for those hurting in our community.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you, even though it's a horrible-looking day, and we're going to go through a little weather stuff, as we always do in Louisiana. But y'all stay dry, protect yourselves, and God bless you. I hope we can survive everything we need to survive. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Honored to have Speaker of the House and Congressman Mike Johnson from the great state of Louisiana. Congressman, I saw you and I think it was Jeffries, dealing with 9/11. Let's address that real quick, not in a quick way as far as bad, just, man, it's just surreal every time you think about what happened 23 years ago.
It is surreal, Moon. Great to hear your voice, my friend. Yeah, we laid a wreath, as we do annually, at the plaque in the Capitol that memorializes the people that were lost on Flight 93. That was the flight, everybody remembers, that was headed to the Capitol building. And the memorial there recognizes that the building might well have been lost and countless lives if those heroes had not taken that plane down. And, you know, we remember them. Remember that sacrifice, the brave passengers on Flight 93, and the thousands of lives that were saved. But then also, of course, the great heroes that we had in Manhattan and at the Pentagon. It's been 23 years ago. It still feels like yesterday in some ways when you think about it. But nearly 3,000 innocent Americans lost their lives that day, and it leaves a big scar, but it also reminds us how important freedom is and the heroes who defend it, and that's what this day means for us.
Yeah, and I know it's never going to be forgotten, but, you know, unless you – a lot of things get forgotten because you don't really know somebody personally, and I didn't know anybody there. I don't know if you did or not, but that's kind of the way it goes. But every time this date comes up, I don't think people are going to ever forget this, but it's kind of like Pearl Harbor, you know. December 7th, 41. You can't hardly forget this.
No, you can't. One of my good friends that's become a good friend in the last year is Howard Lutnick, and he's the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, and people may remember the name of that firm because they were in the upper floors of Tower 2, and he lost 85% of his workforce, his employees in his company on one day.
Wow.
And the only reason he wasn't there is because he was taking his son to daycare for the first day, but he lost his brother, and it was like over 700 employees. And talk about leaving a mark on someone, you know, but they survived. They came out of the ashes of that, and he created a foundation, and he takes care of the children of all the lost employees, you know, that perished that day. And,
wow.
It's just an amazing story. It's the resilience of America, you know, that we can still go forward, but we do that because of the sacrifice of so many, you know.
Yeah, that's it's just a real deal. Move to politics a little bit. Just your opinion on the debate last night. I thought the president, it almost looked like somebody told him don't be aggressive. But when he's dealing with is a woman who just talked bad about him the whole time. You got people fact checking him that are actually the moderators. I mean, it was almost a bad setup for the president. And just your comments on it, because I know you probably had a chance to watch.
Well, I watched it and I talked with him this morning. He started texting me early this morning. He doesn't sleep, as you know.
Yep.
And we talked. I talked to him on the phone. He was headed to the to Ground Zero, where they're having the 9/11 ceremony, and we talked on the way. And look, there's what the polling says. He looked at seven of them this morning. He sent them to me. Newsmax audience says he won at 93-6. Mm-hmm. C-SPAN audience, Moon, 65-35 in favor of Trump.
Wow, that's
the Daily
big.
Caller said, C-SPAN. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a neutral crowd. The Daily Caller scored at 73 Trump, 8 to Kamala, and 19 to the moderators. You know, the point is,
I mean,
look, it was 3-1. It was 3-1, and everybody knows that. And
you know, Kamala Harris is already asking for a rematch, and Trump told me this morning on the phone, he goes, you know, that's what happens in a prize fight. He said, you know, the loser always wants the rematch. I said, well, fair point, Mr. President.
Well, Congressman.
Here's the deal.
Okay, good.
Well, look, I just want to say this. Like, she had 50 days to memorize lines, and that's what she did. Mm-hmm. She went out on the stage last night. She delivered lines like she was an actor in a play. But that's the thing, Moon. It's an act. That is not her position. She lied about everything.
Yeah.
What people love about Donald Trump is he's authentic. Yeah. He doesn't memorize lines and deliver them. It's coming from the heart, and I think that resonates.
No, no, the only thing I was saying that is I just believe that the expectations for Kamala Harris are so low they're under my feet. Number two, I was disgusted about her. I wanted the president to be aggressive, and I was wondering if he had gotten coached just to stay back a little bit, because there were some opportunities I think he could have really, really destroyed her. And I mean really destroyed her with the fact. That's it. I don't have any criticism except that was my beef. I really wanted him to hit on a few issues that I think that he missed out on. Doesn't change my opinion. I don't think it's changing the opinion of anybody, that debate between you and me.
I don't either. Look, here's the thing. This election is going to be about record over rhetoric. It really doesn't matter what either one of them say, because people know these are not unknown entities. Everybody knows what Trump delivered for the country, and they know the disaster that Kamala Harris has brought on the country. And he did a pretty good job last night highlighting some of those massive policy failures.
Oh, no, he did. But he had some good points. He had some good points.
Yeah, he did. But look, I'm going to tell you this. I am very bullish about November. I am 100% convinced we are going to keep and grow the House majority for the Republican Party. We are going to win back the Senate. And I believe we're going to win the White House as well. And so we just have to get to November 5, and we got to make it too big to rig, as Trump says. You know, I mean, there's going to be some cheating. There's going to be some illegals trying to vote, all that.
Yep.
We're fighting it every day up here on the Hill. But we gotta get our base to turn out. Don't take anything for granted, and don't assume that people know the facts. You gotta tell them what Kamala Harris is really about. As Trump said last night, she's an actual Marxist. That's what her policies reflect.
But no, she is, though.
Record.
She is. She is, and she's a Marxist, and it's anti-American. And no, I'm not worried about the debate. I just sat there. I'm not big into debates because I don't think they pull like they used to pull. I just don't. You know, we had three stations. It was a big time difference. Everybody knows that. You giving me polls, and I want the president to win. I want her to knock out, I guess. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I want her to knock out. Yeah. And that's not reality in the world we live. You know that. You're the Speaker of the House, and everything's 50-50.
Oh, yeah, man. We're living in a very polarized time and very divided government and a very divided society. Now, the good news is for us is that we represent the foundational principles of the country and eternal truth, right? And at the end of the day, that's what prevails. Remember, Reagan said his farewell address. He said, they call me the great communicator, but I really wasn't. I was just communicating great things to the same great things that have guided our nation since its founding. You and I right now, you do it every day, Moon. You're a steward of the great things. It is now up to us to hold fast to those things that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world, and we will. And you know what happened? You know what's happening right now? The radical left, the crazy Marxists, the woke progressives, they pushed the pendulum so far to the left, the crazy left, that it clicked, and I believe it's starting to swing back, Moon. And so now we've got to just speak truth with clarity, conviction, and consistency, and I think we will.
Oh, no. Listen, it's always good to talk to you about it, and I like to get different perspectives. Mine was just giving you the side of a guy sitting back watching this and going, you know, this is absolutely ridiculous. The reason I turned debates off, Congressman Johnson, is because of people like Kamala Harris and them two moderators. How do I sit there? I'm voting for President Trump. I mean, I hope we can get him back on the air one day again, but I'm hoping President Trump, and I'm voting for President Trump, and I know what Kamala is. I don't have to even watch it anymore. And I wanted him to be aggressive on a few things, but that's just me. That's me wanting him to really beat the heck out of her where she's embarrassed. And that's just not debates when you got moderators who are working or fact-checking you, although their facts on the fact-checking was wrong, but the other person gets a free ride to say anything they want to say. And that's kind of bad fact-checkers, too.
Well, yeah, as he said, it really was 3-1 last night, but I think he came out okay in spite of those odds. So that's a fighter for you. That's what you need right now. You need that kind of spirit in the White House, and I think he's going to be returned. So
we'll
get a chance to fix this mess.
Yeah, last question I want to get you out of here because I know you're busy. What about the House and the Senate races? Just off the top, you know, we get so tied up in a presidential election, and they are this voting starting in North Carolina. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, there's a number of states that, they start early voting this month in three or four key states. And then October, there's a whole bunch of them. And by the way, we're encouraging all Republicans to vote as early as possible. Bank your vote. Get it in. Get it done early. That's what the Democrats do, and we can't allow them to beat us at that game. But let me tell you where it stands. I told you I'm very bullish, very confident about November. I've been traveling the country nonstop when I'm not in the district in Louisiana, and I've done events in 198 cities across 39 states now. That's the job of the Speaker of the House, to be with all our incumbents and candidates. Here's what we know, Moon. Demographic shift going on in the electorate. We're going to have a record number of Hispanic and Latino voters and Black and African American voters and Jewish voters this time, all in the Republican camp for all the reasons we know. Mm-hmm. And here's what the latest poll, Fox News, here's one metric on the House, okay? They assessed, this 2 weeks ago, they believe there are 211 safe Republican seats, 205 safe Democrat seats. They think there are 19 toss-up seats in the middle. That's where I'm spending most of my time, on the toss-up seats. And they project, Fox says, on a good night, we can have a 13-seat majority in the House. Now, I'm not counting on that. I'm running like we're 10 points behind. Frankly, Moon, if I get half that, I'll be blessed. Mm-hmm. I had the smallest margin in U.S. history to govern. Yep. You know, I had a one-vote margin for 5 months. So, but I'm convinced that we're going to hold the House, and I'm also convinced we're going to win back the Senate, because it's almost guaranteed, knock on wood, that we'll have at least 51 seats, and we could get as many as maybe 54 on a good night. So some of those are swing states, and that's what will determine it. But I think you're going to have a Republican control of both houses of Congress. And I believe Donald Trump's going back to the White House. So if that happens, we get the trifecta. We'll turn this entire thing around.
All right, sir. We'll let you go. Thank you, man. Good luck at the election, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, brother. Good talk to you.
All right. Congressman Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of the great United States of America. All right. Royal Alexander when we get back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home & Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home & Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
When the power goes out.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It's expecting Roy Alexander to call. I hadn't heard from him yet. So if y'all know Roy, tell him to call in. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Jack and Alec. Jack, how you doing?
I'm fine, man. I liked your interview with Mike Johnson. Man, I agree with almost everything about that.
Hey, Jack, I'm going to put you on hold, or you can call back. I wanted to talk to Roy first. If you just be patient with me, I'm going to come to you. Let's go to Roy Let's go to Roy Alexander, who was Roy, tell people what you were doing in D.C. that day. I think you were working up there on 9/11.
I was, Moon. You know, even 23 years later, it's still kind of, I can still feel it. It still has an impact on me. I was in D.C. that day. I was with the late former Congressman Clyde Holloway, former Public Service Commissioner Clyde Holloway. We were in D.C. on 9/11 to, we were running a race for Congress, and we were there having fundraisers with some of his former members of Congress who were still there. So he and Clyde left early that morning. We were in Crystal City, Virginia. Crystal City is just over the interstate from the Pentagon, I would say 400 or 500 yards. And Clyde left early that morning to go into the city to start those meetings, and I was going to catch up with him around noon. And I remember hearing a sound that startled me, but it was loud enough that even from inside the hotel room, it got my attention. And I remember thinking, what in the world was that? And so I walked outside the hotel, and I walked to the parking lot of the hotel, and over the interstate, I could see the part of the Pentagon. The Pentagon is an enormous federal building. It's enormous. The part of it within my view was where the black smoke was coming from, and we found out later that that's where the plane hit it. And but we didn't know. I didn't understand for a while. The speculation was that a bomb had gone off, or what people didn't know. It took us an hour or two to figure out the other planes and actually what was going on. But it was surreal. And I mean, that word is so overused, but I don't know a better word. It was. When you leave the Pentagon parking lot, you go under the interstate and you can come into Crystal City, Virginia. And people were just, it almost reminded me of something from the Bible, like Exodus. People with really frightened looks on their faces were running and walking away from the Pentagon into Crystal City. And so that whole area got flooded with people in just a few minutes. And it was, I remember, and again, it's hard to know when it all occurred, but pretty soon there was nothing going on in D.C. And I've had worked and been in D.C. over 8 years for two different members of Congress, so I'd been there for a number of years, and I'd never seen the city so still. No cabs moving, no honking, no traffic. It was just so quiet. It was unreal. And above D.C., you could see these black helicopters circling and way up in the sky.
But did you know what was, at that time, did you know what was going on? Everybody was still in limbo of what was really going on. Because, I mean, you're right in the mix of it.
Right. I think I didn't know, I didn't fully appreciate it till probably 2 hours later. Because everyone was talking about a bomb for a while. And I just thought that this is all so weird. But I just remember, and these black helicopters were hovering over D.C. and way up in the air, you could see these fighter planes slowly circling over D.C. And then the only automobiles moving were these black SUVs with men hanging, black clad men hanging with all kind of weaponry. And I don't mean just rifles. I mean, that was all that was moving that I saw around the city. Because later in the day, I went into the city and I also didn't realize this till later. My brother Tom worked for U.S. Senator John Kyle from Arizona at the time, and Senator Kyle's office was one of the Senate offices right next to the Capitol. And I do think one of those planes tried to hit the Capitol and just missed. So they crashed it somewhere else. But had that happened, you know, that stressed me out. Thinking, you know, I know where my brother's office is. If a direct hit was on the Capitol, then it could have easily affected him in one of those Senate office buildings. And I just remember, as the day went on and we figured out what was going on, we it's just hard to wrap your, because we've never had anything like that in America, a terrorist attack essentially in America. And I just remember thinking, and so when night came, again, they picked those planes because they were full of people and full of gasoline. And when that plane hit the Pentagon, it burned for days. That hole in the building burned for days. I mean, for the next. And by the way, air traffic was stranded, so Clyde and I couldn't leave to come back to Louisiana. So we really were stuck there, and that thing burned for days. And I know it was all that the jet fuel, but I mean, the Pentagon is a concrete building, but they say those planes were accelerating into the building. I mean, those terrorists, you know, were trying to do the most damage, even if it killed themselves. And I remember trying to grasp it all day. Again, nothing's moving. Everything is totally shut down. People are glued to their TVs. And it's just, and I remember one of my brothers calling me, you know, worried about me and our other brother. And I told him, I said, I think probably I'm now in the safest place in the world at this moment. Now that, you know, we realize what happened, and because D.C. was so clamped down at that point. And
I got to take a break. You got a few more minutes?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, just wait a few more minutes. We'll come back and wrap you up in about 3 or 4 minutes. All right. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show, 9/11 today. We cannot forget.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, Payne and L products, they are ready for you. They got 3 great locations. The corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All righty, still visited with Roy Alexander, who was there the day all this took place, 9/11 in D.C. Roy, real quick, just a couple other things. You, when everything was going haywire, did everybody, how long did it take you to figure out what happened?
Moon, it probably took 2 hours to be sure. We not only did the planes have to hit the World Trade Center, and then the one crashed in the Pennsylvania field. It took a while, not only for our government, and then what was crazy, Moon, but you know, Bush they tried to make him look bad, President Bush and George W. Bush, had been in Florida, and then because they didn't know where to put him until they figured out what was going on, he landed at Barksdale right here. I mean, right in, you know, in Bossier.
Yep, yep.
And so that was insane. I hear later from people saying, you know, watching Air Force One go over and go low. I mean, that plane is unmistakable. So it took probably 2 hours to begin to realize this was coordinated. This was on purpose. It wasn't just that some odd plane had a tower. And then and I really believe, Moon, they were going for the most symbolic images, iconic images of America that they could find. And as important as the Pentagon is, it's not nearly as well known as the nation's capital. Everyone knows that Capitol Dome picture, and pretty much everybody knows the White House. And I think they both wanted to hit those buildings, but they weren't skilled enough to do it. So they hit the Pentagon, and then I guess the Pennsylvania field plane. But I do believe, I'll always believe, they tried to hit the White House and the Capitol building, and they just missed. But it was just so weird, Moon, like Dante's Inferno, watching, especially at night, that flame burn that hole in the side of the Pentagon. I mean, it was a hole now that burned for days. And I remember just thinking, you know, it's like one of the fires of hell kind of. It just was all so just so unbelievable. And I remember that over the next few days, of course, but remember the sense of tremendous sense of patriotism that we felt, you know, on really September the 12th, just in support of our country. I mean, I remember some sporting events were going on and President Bush spoke and people just stopped the game because they wanted to hear what he said.
Yep.
You know, all of that. It's just still hard to put into words, because especially sitting there in Crystal City, man, Virginia, just as I say, over the interstate from the Pentagon, when those people flooded in there, there was some people really emotional. Like, we were just at our job at the Pentagon and a bomb went off. That's all people thought for a while. A bomb must have gone off in the Pentagon. And we're all huddled around.
Hey, Roya, you're breaking up on me bad, man.
Okay. Is that any better, Moon?
Yeah, it's a little better. But I'll let you go and wrap up. Okay. I just kind of getting the emotional story of when you were really there. I mean, we all were getting hit. We were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles away. But the people that were there, they got to see some of this stuff. That's incredible what they had to witness.
Yeah. And as I say, being around other Americans who had been just put, you know, rushed out of the Pentagon, down through the parking lot and under the interstate into Crystal City, we were all just sitting there, and they thought, again, that a bomb had gone off. It took a while for them to realize the Bill Pentagon was attacked. So there we are all sitting there, and there's some very emotional people, and I just still think it's a bomb. And I'm like, it's just unbelievable. I'm sitting here, all these people work at the Pentagon. Here I am just outside this hotel where I spent the night last night, and nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And I just remember that feeling of just, I haven't ever had a day like that in my life, like that again. I'm sure I never will. It's still hard to describe it fully, but that's how close I was to it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the story, Royal. Last question. Did you know anybody that got killed there that you were friends with?
No, I know some people who were close, but no, I do not.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. All right, Royal. Always a pleasure. Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
All right. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Let's go to Jack and Alec. All right, Jack, got you back. Go.
Hey, Moon. That was the most interesting interview you had with Royal Alexander. It was very, very interesting. All I wanted to say was, I didn't watch the debate. I wouldn't watch it for anything. In my opinion, all Trump has to do is to tell us what his agenda is. He doesn't have to debate her. And for anybody that'd be surprised if the moderators would be for Kamala Harris, that's a joke.
Oh no, it was so evident.
Yes, sir.
About 20 people already email me and say, Moon, CNN was more fair to Trump than ABC was. CNN.
Well, I don't understand it, but all he has to do is just do his agenda. He doesn't have to say one word. He doesn't have to debate her. And I don't understand the handlers of people. I just don't.
Yeah, me either. I never had a handler, and I hope I never do. They got to pay me a lot of money to handle me. They'll have to pay me a lot of money to handle me, brother.
Well, that was a great interview with Walt Alexander, and it's just unbelievable.
Well, you got to remember, the Biden administration, the Harris administration, has let a lot of people, like the ones that blew up, took those planes, and did what they did. We don't know how many terrorists have come in under Kamala Harris, our border czar. We have no clue. We don't know if it's a few hundred or a few thousand or tens of thousands. I hate this country. You don't ever just open your border. That's what they've done, and that's what I want people to understand. If they can't understand anything else, you don't just let people come across your border and eventually going to do whatever they want to do. You don't. Not a good, solid country. Now, if you want to fundamentally transform the country, you do. And that's what Obama is doing through Biden. He did it, and now through if Kamala Harris wins. She's fake. She's a liar. She's not sincere on anything. And if people can't see it, America will deserve everything it gets. And it ain't going to be pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jack. Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate Royal College. Just 9/11. I was getting ready to do my radio program. And I walked into the other radio studio and watched the planes hit those buildings in New York. And we were watching it when the second one came in and hit it. And pretty much we did very little programming for a couple of days. Very little program. And that's why I was at the radio station. Never forget going to church Sunday morning, and they called for prayer, and everybody went up there, and it was like unbelievable, the emotions that was playing on the faces of everybody in our church, because nobody had seen anything like this unless we had somebody that was at Pearl Harbor. And so who do you fall back on? You know, nobody could explain it. We had never seen this. Our kids had never seen it. Adults had never seen this on our soil. And it was just stunning, stunning to realize that happened in the United States of America. What was happening to our country? And the people that did this under the Biden-Harris administration have been invited to this country. They have unloaded prisoners and terrorists and everything in this country. Why not? You don't protect your border, you don't have a country. They just said they got sales all over this country now because of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Harris. We don't know how many of these type people are still in here to do whatever they want to do. Because you don't open a border just to anybody. You don't. That's the biggest issue out there. To protect our, we want our government to protect us, not destroy us. And Kamala Harris and them are destroying us financially. And open this border. If y'all think this ain't a big deal, you wait. Your day's coming. We're going to see how much you like it. That's phenomenal. That day will live in infamy. And apparently we didn't learn our lesson, because 23 years later, under Harris Biden, they allowed all these people to come. And we don't know who hates us coming across that border. Let me take a break. Last break of this hour, 844-766-6607. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Syrah, Dry and Sweet Whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you can win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. It's your last chance to get tickets the final week. You could also win $2,500 in cash from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Purchase your ticket and help the women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and help the babies. Pick you and nick you. And this week, you could win $2,500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield's last chance drawing.
There's a way to track life.
Oh, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. I was just watching the news. Newsman saying probably won't get to a Cap 2 now. Also, it's hopping all over the place. And that it's trying to get stronger, but it can't get stronger. I mean, they had that sucker at a Cap 2. That's what's amazing about the all this hurricane tracking and all these meteorologists and all this global warming crazy shenanigans. 72 hours ago, that thing was coming up Lafayette. Now, Lafayette, not even in a cone of the thing I'm looking at. It keeps going east. And I just kind of get a kick out of them. They can't figure something out in less than 24 hours, but they're going to tell us what's going to happen in 40 years. You ever notice that? Everything they made a prediction on the Green New Deal and all this is being caused by, it's all crazy, nutted up stupidity stuff. You know, last night during the debate, they tried to press Trump on this. Well, you know, you got to believe this. This is settled. None of that's settled. Matter of fact, it's a lie. But I'm looking at this. They couldn't even get it right. They're still not sure exactly where the storm's going to hit. They're not 100% sure. But they know in 30 years, the planet's going to burn up. We're not going to be able to eat. And the sea levels are going to rise and Louisiana won't be here. They can tell you that, but they can't tell you where the storm's going to hit. 24 hours out, they can't tell you where the storm's going to hit. But they're going to tell you that the sea levels are rising and it's going to bury Louisiana. Somebody made a joke the other day. I was talking to somebody and they said, "Moon, I've been hearing all my life that we're losing 1, 2, 3, 4 football fields a day." And I want you to go back and think about this. The devil's advocate all up, and we're losing 4 football fields a day. A walk of football field is still 100 yards, right? So we're losing 400 yards of land a day because of rising golf. Folks, do the math on that. We've been hearing that for 20 years, 10 and 20 years. I mean, if that was the case, Louisiana would already be gone. Could we not losing land like that? That's what's amazing. We diverted the Mississippi River over the last 130, 40, 50 years, whatever it is, and that's caused a little bit of a problem with the land. But it had nothing. Look, this cat's got it hitting as a Cat 1 at 90 miles an hour. You know what they were talking about just a few hours ago? 100 miles an hour. Now it's down to 90. They were talking about 100 miles an hour and a Cat 2. Now they're saying it's going to be a Cat 1. And let me tell you something else. I know people. You may be one of them, but I ain't getting mad at you. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your life. Sit around and watch the weather like it's a football game. And don't want to miss nothing they're saying. And once they get something on one, they turn it to the other station to be scared by somebody else who's saying something opposite as the station across the street. I find it fascinating. Totally fascinating that's what we do. Somebody said, well, you ain't been fired. Not much. Who would you? I prepared myself. I'm ready. I'm not ready for everything that's going to happen. I'm as prepared as you can get. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to have to adjust on the run like we always do with these storms. I'm not going to be surprised if the thing barely hit as a Cat 1. Because they don't know. They never do know. Well, Moon, they're doing the best they can. That's fine. When they start predicting where a storm's going 72 hours, I notice it don't normally hit what they said. It's just amazing to watch these people. And, of course, it's wall-to-wall coverage. And I understand that. People are watching as it gets closer. I talked to Sheriff Garber yesterday. And they have to prepare. He's a sheriff, for God's sakes. And a sheriff in Lafayette Parish. And we're just talking. He said, but, man, when you get down on them last 24 hours, it's time. We know we're going to know a lot of what we need to know, but we prepare like it's going to hit anywhere. And he's right. They have to prepare. They're a big part of rescuing and operations of getting people ready to go. And then when something happens, they can respond to it. So they have to be ready. They would be like ready to roll. But he says the last 24 hours because they change these things all the time. I just hope and pray. I wish that sucker, by the grace of God, would blow up. Of course, they worried about New Orleans because they always worried about rain in these storms. And nobody ever knows if the pumps in New Orleans are going to work. They never know if the pumps are going to work. They know once the thing starts. New Orleans' biggest problem is, of course, water, because they're in a bowl. And you got to pump water out of a bowl really quickly. But we'll see what happens. I just hope and pray that nobody gets hurt. And Terrebonne Parish and that Lafourche area, they don't need one either. Like I said, this cat I'm watching today, he got it almost drifting all the way over there. And I just don't see when I could never sit there and watch. Walker, you do that? You ever watch the weather? Just sit there and watch it and watch it and watch it and watch it. You know how much time I watch the Weather Channel? None. I'll get the local news, and I'll get the local weather. I'm not sitting there watching the Weather Channel all day. You think it's a football game, and something's going to change dramatically while you're watching it, and it can't. And the thing about it is when they bring these so-called experts on here, they get it wrong most of the time. I mean, some of you can watch it. I can't. Went home last night, never watched it. We watched the 6 o'clock news. It was the last time I saw a report on the hurricane was at 6 o'clock last night. When I drove in today, I walked over here to my friend Bruce Michaels, who follows this religiously, and said, hey, what's happening? Tell me what's going on. And he said, well, what it looks like is, and he told me what he knew. And that's, except for looking up at the TV screen up here, I had no idea. I just know that where I live right now, I'm going to get wet. I'm going to get some wind. I do not know how bad it's going to be. I pray a hurricane doesn't come that way. I mean, a tornado doesn't spin off some kind of way. Once again, I have no idea to know until we get to the basis of what's going on. But that's why I asked the governor, if the governor's doing a press conference. I just don't think you need to Bel Edwards it. Press conference every 2 hours, every hour and a half, do it. Press conference, press conference, press conference. Tell us what. I got faith. And our citizens of Louisiana and even the government, that they're going to do what they need to do before and after. We don't have to come on TV and tell me nothing they're doing. Just tell me if I need to know something. And if I need to know something about the storm, evacuation, something they found out, that's what you need to know. Other than that, there's nothing else to know except if you're going to bunker down and you know that Everything you got to do, you know what you got to have. You know your electricity can go out. We can go on and on and on. Just let our Jeff and them, the Governor Landry and the rest of them, they know what they're doing, okay? They got people and bureaucrats that have been there, and I'm just going to take the faith that they will do a good job before and after. During, they can't do anything. People got to understand that. During these hurricane disasters, nobody can do anything. So that's where we at. I pray everybody will pay attention. I'm planning on being here tomorrow for 3 hours again. We got generators here. We should be able to run our program. So we should be back to normal tomorrow. And that's something that just blows everything up and we can't get back. But my goal is to be back here tomorrow. And we'll get the stories and talk to people if there's a gigantic problem. And if we got to help people, remember, talk radio is about people helping people. So if somebody needs some help and they need help in the area, and you can use this program to get some, either help somebody or respond to somebody in help, then we'll do that tomorrow. And I hope, you know, if we can help somebody, we want to make sure we do that. All right, God bless. Have a great day. Tomorrow, again, once again, I plan on being here.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.